April 29th marked 100 days of Donald Trump as a U.S. president, as well as the People's Climate March in Washington, D.C., where over 300,000 people surrounded the White House, displaying a powerful demonstration of unity for climate change. What's the latest there?
Well, we also touched on this recently, Ernest, how much damage President Trump has done and how, in the first 100 days of his administration. He's made a significant effort to reverse all the positive policies that the Obama administration introduced. He has placed climate denialists, self-confessed climate denialists, in charge of the Environmental Protection Agency and other key positions. And he's removed any reference to the term climate change from the Environmental Protection Agency's website. And all the data as well. We're expecting him to extract the USA from the world's biggest CO2 global agreement that we've been covering for the last 6 years, the Paris Treaty from last year, where for the first time we saw that every country in the world reached consensus about this problem and on how they were going to curb carbon emissions. So there's a lot of reasons right now for the USA and indeed the world to be very concerned about 4 years of Trump, God forbid 8 years, as he could cause irreversible damage to the planet. So Americans got to the streets on the 29th of April, on his 100th day anniversary. Al Gore was there, Leonardo DiCaprio was there, and more than 300,000 very angry and concerned people who did a choreographed sit-in while Trump was actually present in the White House. They surrounded the entire White House. Interestingly enough, Kumi Naidu, a very proud South African environmental activist, ex-head of Global Greenpeace International, was interviewed there. I listened to the interview where he was representing a new movement called Africans Rising for Justice, Peace and Dignity. And his message was very clear, Ernest. Mm. Back home, African citizens are bearing the brunt of brutal climate change. Land is drying up. Water is disappearing, as we know here in Cape Town. Climate refugees are being, it's a real thing that's happening everywhere. It's a tragedy in Africa of monumental proportions, and it's getting worse. The irony and the sadness of the situation is that Africa and indeed other Southern Hemisphere countries are experiencing the most dire impacts of climate change, and these are the ones that contributed the least to creating the problem in the first place. The ones that created it, Northern Hemisphere countries, United States in particular, continue to take very little responsibility for their actions. In fact, they are now doing the opposite and causing more damage. What Mr. Naidu said is they will, Mr. Trump and his colleagues will have blood on their hands as Africans and Asians are dying daily as a result of their past, present, and what looks like future actions.
Harsh message to leave it on there, Kevin James, but rightfully so.